Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, thank you so much for carving out part of your day to spend with us. And if you're new to these, our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement. And if they do, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing the link to this podcast on social media to help get the word out and encourage somebody? Well, this last week, I kicked off a new teaching we're doing at church called At the Table. I don't know about your family, but my family, every time there's a major event, there's always a lot of food involved. There's something about gathering the family around the table where there's laughter and there's stories, but there's also a sense of authenticity. There's a sense of vulnerability where we drop our guard and we're our truest selves. Well, this has been true throughout history, but this definitely happened in the days that Jesus was on this earth. Jesus was often invited to a table, and Jesus often created the table where he invited people to eat with him, and through that relationship, something amazing happened. Well, in the day that we're living in today, with all the uncertainty, the question that was wrestled with in John 21 is one that we can wrestle with today. In John 21, Peter and six other disciples were trying to figure out, what do we do? We don't know what to do. Jesus has gone to the cross. He's beat death. We don't know what this next season looks like. And in that moment, they decide to go back to the one thing they thought they knew how to do, be a professional fisherman. And so in John 21, they go back to fishing. And the problem is, the Bible says that they fished all night, and yet they caught nothing. Think about how frustrating that must have been for a professional fisherman to go back to your boat, to go back to the area that you used to fish in, to do it at just the right time, and yet come up empty. Well, I've been having a lot of conversations lately with people that feel like this. They're like, I don't know what to do. I feel like there's something that's broken. I feel like something is missing. Well, there's three lessons that I think come out of John 21 that help us navigate when we don't know what to do. And the first one is, number one, when Jesus shows up, the timing is always going to be right. In other words, Jesus often waits, and you see this in John 21, he waits until we get to the end of ourselves. He waits until we're at rock bottom. He waits until we are ready to be dependent on him. And so John 21 says that Jesus waited till after they caught nothing, and at just the right time, he shows up. His timing's always right. The second principle, when you don't know what to do, is number two, trust will be required. Trust will be required. So Jesus says to them, have you caught any fish? And my guess is they're frustrated by that question. They're like, no, we haven't. And so Jesus says, cast your net on the right side of the boat. In other words, Jesus tells them, I know you know what you're doing. I know that you're professionals, but I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me to do it a different way. I need you to go on the other side of the boat. And then the third thing that happens is number three, it's always followed by tremendous results. So when Jesus shows up, they're at the end of themselves. When Jesus shows up, they're frustrated. Jesus tells them to do something that seems counterintuitive, and yet when they do it, it says they brought in a great number of fish. In fact, they number it later, 153, this giant haul of fish. And so today, I don't know what you're navigating. My guess is if you're like my friends and people I've been talking to at the church, there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know what's coming around the corner. We're waiting for the next announcements, the next set of rules. When's the economy going to kick back off? And I would just encourage you with those same three truths. Number one, the timing is going to be right. Maybe God is trying to strip us of everything that's extra to get us not to look at his hands, but to look at his heart. Number two, trust is going to be required, that we would trust him, that we would say, God, maybe there's a different way that you want me to build my life. Instead of building a house, God, would you help me to focus on the home, the people within it? Instead of focusing on my bank account, would you help me to focus on living life now? And then number three, tremendous results. I don't know what those results are going to look like. I don't know if things will ever get back to normal, but what I do know is that God can do something even better. I believe we can't change the past. I believe that today's a little uncertain, but I do believe that the best is still in front of us. And maybe today, Jesus wants to show up at just the right time, and maybe there's something he wants to tell you that seems counterintuitive, but I guarantee you that you can trust him with it and trust that he'll bring God-like results. I'll be praying for you as you put these principles into practice today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.